Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does a young man who is taken by God from Mumbai, India, to the United States with $60 in his pocket, become an owner, the owner of a travel agency, a bank, a hotel, and a movie producer? This is the story of Victor Abraham. We pause at the beginning as we talk with Victor and another special guest about the gospel of Jesus Christ and God's love for you, dear friend, even as God has loved Victor. Do you know that God loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins? And that's the reason we have the Good Life Radio program. It's to bring you closer and closer to Jesus, who loved you, died for you, was buried, and 3 days later he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has empowered Victor Abraham, is reaching out to you. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, whatever challenges you face, my friend, there is always hope in Jesus. Resurrection hope. And it's our prayer and our hope that you would open your heart to him. Victor Abraham is the chief executive officer and president of the SkyPass Group. The group has a presence in the United States and India, as well as expansion plans in Canada and Mexico. Victor is also one of the founders of Providence Bank and currently serves as vice chairman. He's married to the love of his life, Shirley. They have three children, Aaron, Elvin, and Priscilla. He joins us today along with Chris Dunham, the global ambassador for the Ziegler Group of Companies. They join us today from Dallas, Texas. Victor, Chris, welcome to our show.
Aloha. It's a joy to be here. Thank you, Danny. And Suzanne, thank you.
Yeah. You're
Danny,
welcome.
After that, I was thinking someone would pass the plate. That was quite a sermon opening.
Yeah.
Victor, I mentioned Mumbai, India. Give us more detail of where you grew up.
Yeah, Mumbai, India is where I grew up. That is, I mean, to give you a little background of India, and I'm sure you're aware of it, but India, you know, has 18 main languages, 1,116 different dialects. So you can imagine the diversity that it comes with, people, culture, and different languages, different kinds of food and cuisine. It is like a melting pot of cultures, and it was a joy and a privilege to live in a city like Mumbai. And, if you are able to drive, or if you live in Mumbai, you can live anywhere in the world. That's what they say, because it's a mixture of different kinds of people, different kinds of culture, different kinds of attitudes. But life is good. So having said that, that's what, to give you a little background on Mumbai.
Who influenced you most, Victor, in your growing up years?
I would say my father, because I watched him, I watched him hustle in the city of Mumbai, learned a lot of things from him, to be daring, to be bold, to be courageous, and have followed him in every step of the way, because he was a captain in the army, and the disciplines in the army is what was brought upon me as a child, but had to grow up the rough and tough way, but learned a lot of discipline from him, watched him have the courage and the boldness to face anything in life, and I think that's what really got me. And of course, I had the privilege of growing up in a Christian home. My parents, my father and mother, both were Christians. And that, you know, at an early age, being exposed to the Word of God and, you know, getting that courage from Paul himself, where he says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And another verse that continues to, I continue to claim is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that is what, that is how my life took a different turn in my journey of life as I, you know, as I grew up. And that is what I have done also. The Least of These is a movie that I have completely dedicated to him. And his name is Captain P.S. Abraham. So yeah, he's the one who's influenced me in my life.
Let's take a moment here, and if you would allow us the privilege of maybe hearing or getting a glimpse of, were there things that Captain P.S. Abraham, your father, that he would say to you on a regular basis, that even to this day, in certain situations, his voice resounds and you can still hear him? Any phrases, any words or sentences that he would often say?
Yes, he would say, aim for the best and get the best. Because, I mean, unfortunately, he is no more. I lost him to Parkinson's in 2014. But his voice and the memories that I've come so far continues to resonate in my life, and I am able to follow that completely, knowing that he's watching from up above, and he continues to encourage and motivate me in all that I do. So, yeah, aim. I mean, you know, aim for everything in life, and don't give up. That's what his motto would be. You know, no matter what, try and try till you succeed. That is what he would always tell me.
You came to America, and
yes.
You spent some time here. What was it? About a year working in a travel agency.
That's correct.
And then something happened.
You've done your research on me, Dan.
Happened. What happened after that? After you were laid off.
After I got laid off, Danny, I was pretty much down. I was depressed. I thought this is it. This was the end of it all. But then, like I talked about my dad and the courage that he gave me as I grew up, continued to stay with me. And that's where I decided, no matter what, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to get up and I'm going to move on in life. And that's what, I want to give credit to the book called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. In that, he talks about, you know, zooming in on the possibilities of tomorrow and not on the failures of yesterday. You move forward and you continue to chug along and see what life has to offer you, you know. So that is something that stood by me, and I took it upon myself. I mean, my story is, from my humble beginnings of how God lifted me up, and he had a reason and a purpose for what he wanted me to do. And I believe that, and that is what helped me in many ways as I look back at my journey of life, you know. So, yes, purpose with a calling, a commitment, and a character. And that is what made me successful, because I also help other people to be successful, and that keeps me going.
We're going to talk about the movie of Graham Staines in a moment.
Yes.
But
yes.
I want to, part of my fascination with your story, Victor, is some of the details of how after, because you came back to America after that very discouraging time.
Correct.
Who is Deepak Gupta, and how did God use him at a critical time in your life?
Yeah. Right. See, after I came back, I decided to just start something on my own, because I decided to try and do it myself. And then, when we just started a small travel company is when I got a call from out of the blue from a lady, and that was Deepak Gupta's wife, Shilpa Gupta, who had asked for 4 first-class tickets to go to India. And, of course, I fell off my chair, but then I got back on my chair and I took good care of them. And then after they came back, they were so happy with my service and my whole delivery of how I took good care of them that her husband, Deepak Gupta, invited me for a dinner and wanted to know more about me. And, of course, I was so excited when I got that invitation. I was a bachelor at that time, looking for free food anytime. So definitely I took that opportunity, went in. He wanted to know more about, and later on I find out that he had come down to Texas to open up branches all across Texas for banks. And little did I know that, you know, he wanted to help me. And he asked me to go meet a banker downtown in Dallas and see if they would make a letter of credit. Because at that time, if I needed the license to do my own ticketing, I had to have a letter of credit of at least $20,000. And I just had a couple of thousand dollars in my account at that time, which I had saved for over a few months. So to cut the story short, he basically, at that time, since I did not have any collateral, I couldn't make that letter of credit, or, you know, I couldn't make that that loan. But then he vouched for me. And then my business took off to heights that I cannot even imagine. It was because he's the one who lifted me up from down under, you know. And then one thing led to the other, and I you know, I grew very well. So, and that is where of course my motivator and mentor, one of my motivators, and same like Chris, is Zig Ziglar. The same thing, you know, you become successful by helping others to be successful. And that is what that philosophy and that principle helped me in my journey of life. And I also say, it does not take light away from your candle to light another candle. And that is some principle that we follow and practice in our businesses all across.
Well, Victor, you are lighting our candles right now, and you continue to light many candles, more than you can ever imagine. There's a movie, the movie of Graham Staines, that The Least of These, the Graham Staines story. It's another movie that's going to light many, many candles. When we come back from our break, you'll hear more from Victor Abraham and Krish Dunham, both of these dear men, powerful men of God, powerful men in the business world, the marketplace, lighting candles, like their mentor, Zig Ziglar, lighting candles. Are you lighting someone's candle today? Well, we're going to light yours so that you can light someone else. Victor Abraham, Chris Dunham, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you talk about Victor Abraham. Well, you may at some point mention President George W. Bush, who recognized Victor Abraham for both his civic and business contributions from the SkyPass Group. SkyPass Group is a company. It's grown beyond Victor Abraham's wildest dreams. There are many parts to the company: travel, hospitality, entertainment. It's a foundation, cruise ship centers, sky life success, all under the SkyPass Group. Well, SkyPass Group, and find out more at SkyPass Group, SkyPassGroup.com, SkyPassGroup.com. And we've got the CEO and president with us, Victor Abraham. Victor, when you think about the name SkyPass Group, or, well, how did you come up with the name SkyPass for your company?
Sky is the limit, and passage is what we make good on. Our motto also says, your passage is our priority. And basically, that's what we are good about. I mean, you know, that's what we tell people to get out of town and go have a wonderful time. Take the plane and travel. That's what it is. That is what we are all about, you know. So, yeah. So that's, I mean, we were fortunate enough to get that name at that time. I mean, it was something that we wanted. I've always looked up to the skies, you know, for many things. I mean, Psalm 121 comes alive. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth, you know. We always reach, we have the analogy to reach the skies for anything that we want to succeed in life. And definitely that is something that really played a very important role in our life, and that is something that I've always looked up to. Yeah.
Krish, you're a part of SkyPass Group, Sky Life Success. Your friendship with Victor, I can only imagine the depth of the relationship that you have. But the success that has grown in both the Ziegler Group and SkyPass Group and together and their partnerships, I wonder about this quote and who did this come from, and what difference has this made for both of you in terms of foundation for what you're doing. Who said, with integrity, you have nothing to fear because you have nothing to hide?
I had originally heard that from Zig Ziglar. With integrity, you have nothing to fear because you have nothing to hide. And I don't know if whether he got it as a version of something that Adrian Rogers had said. But in the speaking business, we say the first time we hear it, we give credit to the wisdom. The second time we hear it, we say, I don't know where we heard it. And the third time we say, as I've always said. And that's how it goes from plagiarism to research, but it's with respect. Hey, Danny, before we get too far down, I want to congratulate you on your Harvard, the standing ovation. That video was lights out. Congratulations, my friend. You inspired us.
Oh, boy, coming from you. Man, that is humbling coming from you. I'm grateful for your commendation. Thank you so much.
But to elaborate on that earlier question on the depth of a relationship, Victor and I have been around the block for, probably, creeping up on 2 decades and multiple countries and continents along the way. We've had the privilege of serving in Africa in pastors' conferences, and we've had the privilege of speaking in corporate events in China. And then, he had a heart to always do something that was good, clean, pure, powerful, and positive, and decided that if he ever did a movie, he wanted to control the reins of that horse throughout, so there would be no obscenity, vulgarity, or profanity. And so that was the genesis of this search and where we have come now. But hopefully someday you'll traipse through Dallas. We'll give you a glimpse of all the things we do here. And as Victor says, we do a whole lot of everything and a little bit of nothing, but by God's will, we do it well.
Oh, I love that.
Believe me, I say that all the time, a little bit of everything and a whole lot of nothing. But God's good. That's all I can say.
So, Chris, you and Victor, you just returned from New York.
Yeah, we did, and we just
what went on there?
As much as we love the lights of New York, we just love the wide openness of Texas. I'm not going to lie, but New York was brilliant in terms of what we set out to accomplish there. We went there for the premiere of the movie, and with it, all the trappings that are the red carpet, and then all the actors, the stars were there. The stars of the movie: Stephen Baldwin plays the role of Graham Staines. Sherry Rigby, who's an up-and-rising star in the faith genre, who acted in October Baby and Coming Soon Overcomers, I think, played the role of Gladys Staines. And an Indian actor quite well-known by the name of Sherman Joshi, who played the role of the journalist through whose lens we see the movie. All three of them were there. The director was there. The music director from South Africa was there. So the editors. We were really thrilled that a bunch of the cast and crew that spanned 5 continents made it to New York, and we were able to give the people a good show, and we got a good response.
How about Michael W. Smith? Was he there?
No, but he was there in spirit.
Because his music is part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, his song was played. Of course, his song is on the soundtrack of the movie and will be as part of the movie. But the movie soundtrack had the likes of Nicole C. Mullen, Toby Mac, Michael W. Smith, and a few others. So... One thing Victor has managed to do is, because the subject that we were dealing with was such a wholesome life and a well-lived life, he wanted to make sure he didn't cut any corners. And I think when you see this, it will be an out-of-the-box faith movie, because you will see something that is wide, that is extravagant, that is outdoors, that is well done. And I think people will laud the cinematography, the music, the score, the acting. I don't know what we'll do on this side, but I was sharing with someone, Graham waited all of his life to hear the words "well done" when he met our maker. Hopefully he's looking down back at us and saying "well done."
Mm. Mm. I want to take a few steps back and talk a little bit about how God gave you and Skypass Entertainment the vision for The Least of These. The Graham Staines story.
Well, what shall I say, Danny? It was very humbling that as an ordinary man that I got the privilege to produce the story of an extraordinary life, and that is the life of Graham Staines. When a God-fearing script brings to life a God-honoring man, you have no choice but to say yes. To become a part of it, and that is what the story of Graham Staines is all about, leaving the comforts of Australia and coming down to a very remote area in India and coming to love and to serve and then getting martyred because of hate. of a very small group of radical people, and then the whole family won the heart of India by overcoming it with their forgiveness. And that is what the story is all about. So yes, it was a real privilege actually for us to make this movie. And like Chris said, we did not compromise on anything. We did not cut corners. We gave it our best shot because we want the world to watch this powerful act of, love and forgiveness, basically. Yeah.
Well, what chord do you hope this movie will strike in the hearts of people?
Yeah, Chris.
Well, the chord of resilience, which seems to be the one that is the most frayed right now. People are on the verge of giving up. They are bankrupt in hope. They're getting insolvent in, happiness. And they're kind of accumulating debt with the total lack of joy. And so we think a movie of forgiveness, where the magnitude of forgiveness is about the ultimate. I mean, this is almost, it reaches that Abrahamic covenant God with Isaac, when a mother looks at her children and her husband being extinguished and then turns to the people who did that, but to give courage to her daughter and strengthen that cord of what is left to live. She cannot grieve on what was lost. So she leans on forgiveness. And we are praying. And when we were in Houston, a lady came up to me, and so after she saw a private screening of the movie, she said, "I really did not know much about the missionary. I did not know much about the work. I really don't know much about the persecuted church. But the only thing I felt in my heart when that lady forgave someone for that dastardly deed was, I've been harboring almost silliness. I'm going to go call and tell those people tonight I'm sorry." And I think what we'll see is we'll see an unleashing. We have a movement, a website called iForgive.com is the landing place, which will be our movie to movement, where after people leave, we hope that that cord of resilience will unleash a movement of forgiveness and probably take on some of the toxic humanity we're seeing.
So you have The Least of These, the movie. People go and watch it, and then you're directing them to this point of application.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, of course, the rest of the things do follow, the life application studies through LifeWay, the Bible studies that will come, the home entertainment components, all the necessary commercial attributes that people will seek or deem fit to be the natural progression of the life of a movie. Our only goal is that in this day and age, this is probably the only movie that people will get to watch, and I can probably go back 20 years, where the Great Commission and the Great Commandment flow in such beautiful alignment, showing our Lord's edict. I've often said that if you only go to try to make disciples of all nations and don't tell them about the love of Christ, you're irritating. If you just tell them about the love of Christ and don't share with them who sent you, you're just a nonprofit. So if you go to serve, you better share who sent. And the image we want to create through forgiveness is we want people who have called themselves Christians. The unbelievers will see the good he did, but the believers need to awaken, and they need to bend so low that we can only see the feet of those we are called to serve, that those who look over us can only see the Lord who sent us. And if we create that imagery, I think we'll have succeeded.
Mm. When we come back, we'll talk more. You mentioned, we talked about 5 years in the making of this movie, like a baby being born. It's hard to imagine what the labor is like. Of course, Suzanne is giving me eyes right now because I have no idea what labor is like. But when it comes to a movie, your perspective and maybe some of the challenges that God helped you to overcome so that we could come to this day. And by the way, as we go to break, how many theaters, how many outlets are going to be showing the film?
So the special preview that we have on January 31st, which has the panel discussion with Ravi and all, the Fathom event, will be north of about 700 theaters. And I think the February 1st nationwide release will be north of 400. So,
the least of these, the Graham Staines story, when we come back, more with and from Victor Abraham and Chris Dunham. God gave them a large vision. Goes back to Captain P.S. Abraham talking to his boy, his precious son. Aim for the best. Aim high, son. Excellence. And then Zig Ziglar and others come into his life to light his flame. We're lighting your flame, dear friends. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Victor Abraham is known to say this. He says, when you run alone, it's called a race. But when God runs with you, it's called grace. Suzanne, isn't that sweet?
I love that.
You're listening to The Good Life radio show. Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Marr, my co-host, our guest. Joining us from Dallas, Texas, Victor Abraham and Chris Dunham, SkyPass Group. And find out more at skypassgroup.com. And the movie, information on the movie, the least of these dot movie. Well, the process, the labor, Chris, Victor, what challenges or what unexpected surprises took place that... you know, could have set you back, but God sustained you.
Yeah, because several challenges were there. But, you know, it is definitely a sensitive story and a subject matter that is not easily received in that part of the world. You know, so basically, all along, we had to fly the actors down from here at least on three occasions. We got them over there. We had to do quite a bit under the radar, but everything worked out well. Let me put it this way. The Lord paved the way to make it much more easier on how we got things accomplished. You know, the illegality of conversion is a toxic issue in India. On one side is the freedom of choice in a free republic, and on the other side it's an opinion driven by ideology or different worldviews. And when these two collide is where our story begins, the story of Grant Staines. And that itself will tell you quite a bit on how sensitive the subject of conversion is. But little did it was not all about the conversion, but it was about, you know, converting lepers into human beings, basically, and showing the love of Christ in all that Graham did, and that was his life, basically. And Chris, you may add to it.
Yeah, Danny, just to tag on to what Victor said, you know, the scope of production, I mean, he catered to the emotional challenges that we face because of preconceived notions, but they were obviously laborious logistical challenges. The production spanned five continents. Our music director is from South Africa. We used the musical talents of Indian classical, the Hungarian orchestra, and then, of course, you know, talent from the West. And then we had actors who showed up from America and from India. The director is from India.
Screenwriters
from Australia. So when you collaborate all of these, you have the idiosyncrasies of culture. You have all of the logistical nightmares of time. When we're awake, they're asleep, and everybody's, you know, working on urgent. And then somehow it takes the finesse of a conductor to bring a symphony into motion. So Anish Daniel was entrusted with that arduous task of putting all these different personalities and identities and talents and culture together to produce what we think is beautiful in its finished product. But, you know, we tongue-in-cheek say the birthing of a baby, no man would know what a woman goes through. But 5 years into this, when you finally see it, last Wednesday was the first time I sat through the entire viewing of the movie without having been called out of the room for some reason or the other, from credit to credit, you shed a tear, not for anything that the screen produced, but what you're seeing is truly an emotional moment. So, yeah, it's unlike anything else because it's not, the majority of it is not in your control. Even though you think you're in charge, you spend most of your day reacting and not being proactive. And so that's fascinating to watch how God works.
What do you expect the response to be in India? Because you're planning to show it in India too, right?
Yes, we have planned, yeah. It's going to be releasing in India on the 1st of March, but the story will come alive, Danny, because this happened 20 years ago and the people of India have not forgotten it, you know?
Still fresh, fairly fresh.
Especially, yeah, it will come alive, although it has, you know, I mean, because that has been embedded in their mind, because, you know, when we did a couple of pre-screening in India, and when we showed it to people from different walks of life, I mean, they remembered it right away. Oh my, what a dastardly act, and, you know, and they even remembered the forgiveness aspect of it, that Gladys could forgive yet after all that happened, and that came alive. So, yes, when it screens in India, definitely people are going to remember it, and it'll come alive. And that's what the beauty of a true story is, when you show that on screen and when it comes alive, you know. And we have done it in a very positive way. We have not done anything that is negative or anything that would, put a mark on it. We all the way right from the beginning to the end, we stayed on that course of showing love, hope, and basically forgiveness.
Yeah. And Danny, real quick, the issue of humanity is what the lens through which we look. So we had to create an objective person. A missionary story on their own allows people to come in with predispositions of their own existing worldview. So when you create a neutral character who begins to just address what he thinks is perception and let the movie unfold through his eyes, most of the people who even subscribed, like my own father, who subscribes to a different worldview. He's a Hindu by birth, as was I, and I had my conversion, but, you know, he stayed the course of what he was raised in. But when he watched the movie, he didn't walk out with any kind of prejudice or animus, because we portray it with that kind of objectivity. At the end of the day, humanity will win. And one of the things, if people go onto the Facebook page of The Least of These, they'll see something called The Heart of the Story, which each of the people talk about their role in the movie and why it impacted them. But one of the lines I make in that movie is, you know, when good is shown in the world, evil will always rise to defy it, but good will always prevail. And I think that's what people see in this. So.
When you talk about a missionary, what you talked about, a missionary and lepers, you strike a chord here in Hawaii because of the island of Molokai, which is where the many lepers were sent, and a Belgian priest by the name of Father Damien had come and touched and ministered and has had a profound impact here in the islands. So as you're saying that, I'm having these glimpses in the movie. And because, Victor, I think it was you who mentioned converting lepers into humans, human beings. Not to give it all away, but were there certain scenes that one would see that would be mesmerizingly pulled into the depths of one's heart, being gripped by the compassion that is shown?
Yes, there are several scenes in there, and definitely, I have to tell you that some of them were real lepers who were there on the sets, and to see them really enact, or I would say to really portray, to relive those moments, and those come alive on the screen, and those will really touch and warm your heart, you know. So there are, without giving much away, definitely it's something that people will watch, and they will realize how much they have put into it.
You mentioned Molokai, Father Damien, and so in fact at our Fathom event, the January 31st event, when there's a post-panel discussion with Ravi Zacharias, he mentions Father Damien and the whole issue of Molokai. He actually, I think, made a trip there when he was there on one of his trips to Hawaii, went across, and I think you have to take like a donkey or something to go down to where the shores were and all that. So
all right.
It's something I'd like to do maybe when the next time I come, because when I saw the lepers for the first time in India, I reacted with the stigma I was reacting with all along. And then you just grow to love them. You just see disfigured human beings holding up nubs where fingers used to be, but praising Graham, screaming, Saibo, Saibo, which means great sir, great sir. It's just quite heartwarming.
Mm. Well, when we come back, let's, in our final segment, let's bring this back to someone today who may not be afflicted with leprosy, but questions his or her own humanity because of the way they have either been treated, voices, messages that they have constantly heard, and they begin to believe that is quite far from what we know as how God sees them. And of course, their perception comes with a kind of brokenness, a disjointedness of perception of self, disjointedness of a broken heart. Perhaps Chris Dunham, Victor Abraham, can share a little bit about the love of God in the midst of heartache. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It's the Graham Staines story, the least of these, that's what it's called, the Graham Staines story. We have the executive producer here with us, Victor Abraham, as well as Chris Dunham. They're joining us from Dallas, Texas. They have been a part of this program. They have been together in business and ministry and really lighting the candle of the lives of multitudes of people. But God, over the last 5 years, has given them an assignment, and this movie is to be released. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer. Suzanne, before we talk to Victor and Krish, you had an opportunity to see the movie. During our break, you sort of, there was a staccato because of the choked up emotions about it. What chord was struck in your heart?
Well, I saw a preview of the movie. Many adjustments have been made since then, because that was almost a year ago. But it's just, it's such a powerful story, because the love just is thread through the entire movie, and then forgiveness. And to me, I've learned that forgiveness is an issue of the heart. So only God could grace Gladys Stain and her daughter with the enormous forgiveness that was given. And in a sense, it's sort of a, I'm not going to say a life-changing, but perhaps a life-altering movie for people to see, because if they will take it to heart, there's much to gain from watching this movie. And I'm so excited to see the final version. Mm-hmm. So I'll be there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Suzanne. Yeah, it's much more tightened after you last saw it. So definitely, it's much more fast-paced, and the story is told in a very beautiful way. So, yeah, you should definitely watch it when it comes out, Suzanne. Thank you.
I listen, and I hear a story within a story. Stories of Chris Dunham's, who's been a guest on our show even before he's been prior to this. Victor Abraham, today, your story. It's like God prepared the release of the Graham Stein story through your story. And there's this interconnectedness of a life understanding and a spiritual wrapping of God and His grace in this story. Someone today is listening, and they are in a moment of deep pain or struggle. Could be health, could be finances, could be a relationship. I'd like both of you to share. But Victor, what would you say? You go first. And what would you say to someone today who is heartbroken? A word of encouragement.
Well, I mean, I like to start by saying, you know, the closer we get to the holiness of God, the more we feel the weight of how unholy we are. And that's the reason why I always say that I'm not perfect. I'm just redeemed by the love of God, by what He did for me on the cross of Calvary. And, you know, same thing applies. When we get closer to God, the closer we get to one another. And when we harbor bitterness and resentment in our own hearts, we lose that joy, we lose that peace of mind, and we do not sleep. And you know, if we have forgiveness in our heart, believe me, life becomes beautiful. A quote that comes to my mind, which I always say, time decides who you meet in life, the heart decides who you want in life, and the attitude decides who stays in your life. See, the difference between a good day and a bad day is the attitude we have towards that day. And if we have that attitude right, life becomes a highway of joy, peace, and happiness. Chris, you want to add to that?
For those that are listening, well, when I need inspiration, reading Danny's story is inspiration enough for all the physical things you overcame and the great powerhouse you have become for God. So I don't think we need expert advice. If they listen to your show often enough, they'll be motivated. But the other side is when we're on the brink of despair, Henry Blackaby said in his book, Experiencing God, he says, God will go in front of you. God will go behind you. God is above you. God is beneath you. God is around you. But you're never without Him, which simply means that even if you feel lonely, you're never alone. And one of the things we realize through this process of the highs and the lows, most of us in our journey want to look at the mountaintop. And Mr. Ziegler would always say, quit looking at the mountaintop. Look back to the experiences that shaped who you are. Mm. Bring enough of the people with those experiences to your side, and on their shoulders, they'll take you to the mountaintop. So giving back has got to be the paramount part, and I think that works. So if you're feeling despondent and you're feeling heartbroken or you're feeling the weight of the world on you today and you're listening to this program, read the Horatio Alger stories of our time. Read those that have overcome, and you'll see every one of them did not overcome so that they would have personal benefit, including the host of this show, Danny. The moment he overcame and he found Christ, and Danny, I don't want to steal your thunder, but ever since I first met you on the radio, I followed your career and I've seen what you give back and how you've given back since that very young age when you met Christ. So meeting Christ is easy. It can happen at the point of turmoil. Sharing Christ is the hard part, because that's when the turmoil goes away and you have to invest in someone else's problem.
Krish, Victor, you have spoken with a profundity, and you've spoken to the heart. Maybe I should say you have touched us in the gut with very tender and gracious godly hands. And my heart is filled with gratitude for you. My Suzanne is here. Her eyes are watering. And we pray, God. God's blessing and grace in the release of the movie into the lives of all who see it, through all the outlets that will be the conduit of the Graham Staines story and the transformation of lives that are to come. Transformation beyond what we can fully comprehend at this time. In Ephesians 3:20, that is our prayer and our hearts filled again with thanksgiving. Thank you so much. Victor Abraham, Chris Dunham, yep. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny.
So much.
Thank
bless you.
You.
Feel our prayers.
Captivating words from Victor Abraham and Chris Dunham, skypassgroup.com. Or the least of these, the movie. The least of these, dot movie. There's no better time than right now, dear friend, to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. John 4:24, for God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Victor Abraham and Chris Dunham. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.